Huge paper tiger, Joe Biden opts for weaker designation of Houthis as terrorist group. By Christina Wong on January 17, 2024. President Joe Biden's administration announced on Wednesday that it was designating the Houthis as a specially designated global terrorist, SDGT, which is weaker than the designation of foreign terrorist organization, FTO, that the group had under the Trump administration. The Biden administration's designation is somewhat of a reversal of its previous policy and a vindication of the Trump administration's. In 2020, the Trump administration designated the Houthis as an FTO, which cut off the Iran-backed group from the international banking system. Shortly after Biden took office in 2021, his administration rescinded that designation, arguing that it hurt Yemeni civilians and hindered peace negotiations in Yemen's civil war between the Iran-backed Houthis and the U.S. and Saudi-backed government. However, dozens of missile and drone attacks by the Houthis on U.S. warships and international commercial vessels in the Red Sea since November have ramped up calls for the Biden administration to do something. Last week, it struck Houthi targets in Yemen, but the attacks continued. Former Trump senior national security official Kash Patel called the new SDGT a huge paper tiger. "The only thing you get with the SDGT is a listing on Office of Foreign Assets Control," he said, "whereas FTOs are hit with crippling sanctions and mandatory congressional notifications. They are literally suffocated from the global trade and banking system," he told Breitbart News. He added that from an intelligence standpoint, "Unlike with an FTO designation, an SDGT does not allow a prioritization to collect against this hard target and move heavy kinetic operations." Patel also criticized the 30-day period before the SDGT designation takes effect. "This bogus designation doesn't go into effect for 30 more days. So, 30 days of bombings from terrorists, and there's nothing after 30 days to stop them," he said. Former Trump Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell also noted the SDGT designation was weaker than an FTO designation. He posted on X, "They aren't doing the full FTO designation. They are doing the weaker SDGT designation, with a delay." Patel noted that some news headlines implied Biden actually opted for the stronger FTO designation. For example, some headlines wrongly said that Biden had redesignated the Houthis as terrorists. He said the confusion may be purposeful. "It's another example of national security by way of media headline grabs," he said. "SDGT is a media grab. Most of the public doesn't know the details of the designation. Now, he can call them terrorists. It's like carrying a butter knife to a gunfight." The Houthis have said the attacks, conducted with missiles and drones, are in response to Israel's military offensive against Hamas after the latter launched a terrorist attack in southern Israel on October 7, 2023, that killed 1,200 people. The attacks had forced shipping companies to find longer alternative routes from Asia to Europe, costing more in insurance and shipping. The Biden administration previewed the move in a background call on Tuesday and defended its decision not to designate the Houthis as an FTO, saying it was done for humanitarian reasons. "I think we believe that the SDGT designation is the appropriate tool at the moment to pressure the Houthis," said a senior administration official from the National Security Council. The official continued, "I think we are always trying to make sure that the impact of our sanctions is it's used for the desired foreign policy effect while minimizing unintended consequences. And the SDGT allows us the possibility of making sure that we are continuing to, in our efforts to resolve the conflict in Yemen, to deliver humanitarian assistance, to make sure that there aren't unintended consequences for the humanitarian situation and the people of Yemen." Officials also defended the fact that the designation would not kick in for 30 days, which could allow Houthis to continue the attacks without consequences. They said it would enable the administration to ensure robust humanitarian carve-outs are in place so our action targets the Houthis and not the people of Yemen. The official added that if the Houthis stopped their attacks on ships during those 30 days, they would be willing to relook at this designation. Senate Armed Services Committee Ranking Member Roger Wicker, RMS, called the SDGT designation a step in the right direction, but said it came way too late to have any practical effect. "It falls short of the foreign terrorist organization designation that the Trump administration put into effect," he said. He added, President Biden should have never removed the Foreign Terrorist Organization designation. He is still bent on half measures at every step of the way. It was naive to think this group has ever been anything other than radicals pursuing on a terrorist agenda. The Biden administration should redesignate the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization, FTO, as part of a broader strategy to end their assault on our partners and global shipping. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.